Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Heritage refers to practices or characteristics that are passed down from one generation to the next. I may have long misunderstood the definition, conditioned to think that heritage is embodied only in places and things, in castles, churches, and monuments, in paintings, and other physical remnants associated with the great events, institutions, and movements in our history. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, known as UNESCO, is the international agency charged with identification and protection of such places. Many of you will be aware of the World Heritage Site designation, a list of the monuments and cultural remnants considered the most important worldwide. To see all these places in a lifetime would be an education worthy of the time, energy, and cost of getting there. There is also a second designation of, quote, intangible cultural heritage, unquote, defined by the UNESCO Convention as, quote, the practices, representations, expressions, knowledge, and skills, as well as the instruments, objects, artifacts, and cultural spaces associated therewith, that communities, groups, and in some cases individuals, recognize as part of their cultural heritage. This intangible heritage, transmitted from generation to generation, is constantly recreated by communities and groups in response to their environment, their interaction with nature and history, in the form of oral traditions and expressions, performing arts, social practices, rituals, and festive events, knowledge and practices concerning nature and the universe, and traditional craftsmanship, unquote. Here are the four ocean-related practices paraphrased from their UNESCO descriptions. In Belgium, 12 households in Oostenkerke actively engage in shrimp fishing using Brabant draft horses walking breast-deep in the surf parallel to the coastline, pulling hand-woven funnel-shaped nets held open by two wooden boards with an attached chain dragged over the sand to create vibrations, causing the shrimp to jump into the net to be emptied into baskets hanging on the horses' sides. The events take place twice a week, except in the winter months, and culminates in a two-day shrimp festival for which the local community spends months building floats, making costumes, preparing street theater, and introducing shrimp catching to over 10,000 visitors every year. In Iran, lenj vessels are traditionally hand-built and are used by inhabitants of the northern coast of the Persian Gulf for sea journeys, trading, fishing, and pearl diving. The traditional knowledge surrounding lenj vessels includes oral literature, performing arts and festivals, sailing and navigation techniques and terminology, weather forecasting, and wooden boat building. Iranian navigators could locate the ship according to the positions of the sun, moon, and stars using special formulae to calculate latitudes and longitudes and special vocabulary to estimate water depth, type of wind, and the characteristics of approaching weather. In Mali, the San Kaimon collective fishing rite takes place in San every second Thursday of the seventh lunar month to commemorate the founding of the town. The rite begins with the sacrifice of roosters, goats, and offerings made by village residents to the water spirits of the Sankey Pond. The collective fishing then takes place over 15 hours, using large and small mesh fishing nets, followed by a masked dance on the public square, featuring Buwa dancers from San and neighboring villages who wear traditional costumes and hats decorated with cowrie shells and feathers and perform specific choreography to the rhythms of a variety of drums. In China, beginning on the fifth day of the fifth lunar month, people of several ethnic groups throughout the nation and around the world celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival. The festivities vary from region to region, but they usually include a memorial ceremony offering sacrifices to a local hero, combined with such sporting events as dragon races, dragon boating and willow shooting, and folk entertainments, including opera, song, and unicorn dances. Each one of these events, and the 200 more on the list, strengthens the tangible bonds between the participants' families, neighbors, and visitors. Each is based on the harmonious relationship between humanity and nature, individual imagination and collective creativity, community and cultural diversity, revealing, conserving, and communicating a vivid sense of cultural identity that we can see, touch, feel, and celebrate. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.